Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going way back to our very first year on the air, and she's the president of the Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N.org, Galen.org, and it's an organization that she heads up that promotes public policy, healthcare public policy of the marketplace solutions kind. Grace Marie and I have been talking about Obamacare ever since anybody's been talking. We've known what it was before we knew what it was, Grace Marie, and now we know all the things that we've been saying that you and I were concerned about. We now know not only were you right about the inadequacies and the bad structure of Obamacare. We now know the people who put it together knew it was bad, knew it wasn't going to work, but felt that they needed to shove it down our throats, even if it meant they had to lie about it. Now, this is all coming to pass. This is all coming to light, folks, from these videos from Professor Gruber of MIT, one of the architects of Obamacare, who's now in several speeches, not just one where you happen to slip out, you know, you slip up on him one time, but several different times he said the same thing, only worse, about how bad it was, how bad their lies were, and how intentional they were about it. Grace Marie, how did we find out about all this?
You know, it's such a great story, Jim. The guy who uncovered this video is a man named Rich Weinstein, who lives in Philadelphia. He's an investment advisor. And he was one of the people whose health insurance was canceled.
Yeah.
He's a young guy, I think he has a young family, health insurance canceled, and he got ticked off because he said, the president told me this was not equivocal.
Right.
You can keep your policy, period.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my new policy cost me twice as much. He got
right.
ticked off. And he said, who's behind all this? So he started looking at names of the people who were the key advisors for this law and looking at the internet and finding this tape. And he's the one who found this tape, the first tape that showed that, in fact, Gruber said that if a state doesn't set up its exchange, its citizens are not eligible for tax credits. The federal exchange can't have the tax credit. That's now the issue in all of these court cases. He's also the person who found the tape this week that you described that talks about Gruber saying that it's not that yes, we knew it was a tax, but we tortured the legislation so that it's
his language
like
tortured.
Exactly, tortured. He said that if we were to tell young people that they were going to be paying more, it never would have passed.
Right.
And he's
okay with this, folks.
It's more important to get this passed. Because the American people are too stupid to figure it out. And so we have it on tape. This elitism and mm-hmm. arrogance is outrageous.
And I have a couple of things here. One thing I wanted to say to my small business audience, Grace Marie, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but he said, and the small business subsidy thing, the small business credit thing, he said that was just political. He said you have to throw small business in there or they think you're communist. Meaning, folks, all the stuff that's in there about small business that you and I were saying, oh, well, they've got something for us, they were literally just throwing us a bone. They were placating us. They were trying to make us part of the stupid people.
And he also
that
said,
really makes me mad, Grace Marie.
It does, and it should. And he also said one of the major issues with small business is health costs.
Yeah.
And so what did he say? Well, you know, we had to say health costs because it was going to reduce health costs, but also knowing it wasn't going to do that, that it was just, you know, 10% of the law was designed to do that, and that's not really even happening, as we all know. Their costs are going up.
And there's one other quick thing I want to stick in here, and I have a question for you. Folks, he said Mitt Romney knew RomneyCare in Massachusetts wouldn't work nationally because it took $400 million a year from the federal government to make RomneyCare work.
And he said basically we should have set it up that people have said we should have set up Obamacare to look more like Romneycare. Well, where do you go for
right.
the extra trillions of dollars that you need? What other super government is there above the federal government? No, it has to be done with taxes.
That's exactly right.
And cut to other programs.
So like folks, if you remember, Justice Roberts contrived his ruling because the plaintiffs are coming to the, or the defendants, I should say, the government, Obama's government, coming to the Supreme Court a couple of years ago, said it was not a tax, it's a penalty, because they knew they couldn't call it a tax. But then Roberts changed the language to call it a tax, to basically rule that in their finding that Obamacare was legal. Grace Marie, how do you think he feels right now, Justice Roberts?
Yeah, I know. Well, actually,
he's got to feel pretty stupid, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he wants another chance at this. But there was really actually a really interesting moment in the Supreme Court argument, the live argument before the Supreme mm-hmm. Court, not just the brief, where one of the justices asked the government attorney, the Solicitor General, is this a tax or is it a penalty mm-hmm. on the individual? And he says, in one place you say it's a penalty, in another place you say it's a tax. And he laughed. He says, well, we call it a penalty tax. You know, they were duplicitous
to the Supreme Court. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So now, there is another case coming before the Supreme Court.
And
about the subsidies. Quickly tell us about that.
And Jonathan Gruber was actually quoted in a recent Oklahoma District Court opinion saying that you're saying that this challenges whether or not people in 36 states getting subsidies through the federal government's health exchange are legal. They're not in the law. They're not legal. The Oklahoma court said they're not legal
right.
and cited Gruber saying that they're not legal.
Right.
Now going to the Supreme Court, a decision next year.
So they can't say this is what we really meant, folks, because they knew that they were only talking about the states. They intentionally only meant the states could get subsidies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.